Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has stated, Subhanallah, the one who recites Durood and Salawat 500 times upon me, Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove his destitution. His ghurba and his poverty shall be removed. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome, 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 dear viewers, marhaba, to another episode of this program, Treasures of Wisdom. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We welcome the viewers of Madani channel. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, in today's program, we are going to be discussing human nature from the lens of Quran, from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, this compromises the fundamental dispositions and characteristics, subhanallah, including the ways, habits, psychology, thinking, feeling, and acting that all humans are said to have naturally. Subhanallah. So, inshallah, azza wa jalla, be with us as we are going to discover and explore the essence of humankind, or what it is to be a human, from the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Stay locked in tune with us until the end of today's program, dear viewers. And we hope that you are going to enjoy the beautiful kalam that we have prepared for our viewers of Madani channel, which is a very famous qasida composed by Allama Maulana Sharfuddin Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We shall be honored to hear and recite that kalam as well. But before we go any further, dear viewers, inshallah, azza wa jalla, let's commence and let's start discussing our important subject for this afternoon, which, as I mentioned, is human nature from the Quran. Firstly, we should remember, dear viewers, that Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak, not at one, but several places have mentioned the reason for the existence of mankind, of human beings. And subhanallah, at many places before he Azza wa Jalla even mentions the reason for the creation of humankind, he Azza wa Jalla commences by warning us to fear him. Khawf. Allahu Akbar. And this is not one or two, but several places in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is the book of guidance, the book of barakah and blessing, subhanallah. So in this verse, he Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. Allahu Akbar. So here he speaks about fear. O people, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it created its spouse, and from them both has spread many men and women. So Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about fearing him, and as I mentioned, in different parts of the Holy Quran Pak, he speaks about fear. Wa khafuni in kuntum mu'mineen, and fear me if you are believers, subhanallah. Wa laqad wassayna alladhina utul kitaba min qablikum wa iyyakum an ittaqullah. Then he states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. At one place he says, Wa iyyaya farhabun. Subhanallah. Can you see, dear viewers of Madani channel? He Azza wa Jalla states in one place, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O believers, fear Allah and talk straight. Fala takhshawhum wakhshawni. So do not fear them and fear me. We should fear him. We should always remain in the state of khawf. We should remain in the state of fearing our Creator. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ And fear Allah Azza wa Jalla like he rightfully supposed to be feared. Subhanallah. Let's continue with this verse. He states that he has created all humans from a single soul. Yani Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, and from him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam's spouse. Yani Sayyiduna Hawwa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then generation by generation, he azza wa jalla created men and women through both of them, who populated the entire earth being in a large quantity that we see today, dear viewers. It is not surprising that there is fabulous and perfect details of the origin of humans, the stages of its creation and human psychology in the Holy Quran Pak. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has created humans, and certainly the Creator knows best, because He Azza wa Jalla has created everything in the world. Subhanallah, he has even mentioned in the Holy Quran, does he who has created not know? Only he is the one who knows every complexity, away of everything else, dear viewers. Subhanallah. And you will really be surprised and amazed to learn and know, dear viewers of Madini Channel, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah, it is stated that He Azza wa Jalla created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from soil without a mother and father. Look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The account regarding His creation, it is stated that Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to bring a fistful of soil from the earth. But when Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam intended to take some soil from the earth asked the reason behind this. So He, alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioned the entire account, whereupon the earth said, I seek the refuge of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that something be removed from me, or that something of mine be ruined. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam returned without the soil and said, O my Lord, the earth sought refuge in you. Therefore, respecting your holy name and your honor, I returned and granted the earth refuge. Yani safety. Thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Sayyiduna Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam and also granted it refuge. And then mentioned the same thing in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, and he as well returned in the same manner as well. Then He Azza wa Jalla sent Hazrat Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, and when the earth sought refuge from him, He alayhi salatu wasalam said, I seek refuge in Allah Almighty, that I return without fulfilling his command. Thus, he alayhi salam took some soil from the earth, and Allah Azza wa Jalla appointed him to take the souls of people. Yani, Allahu Akbar, he is the one who separated the soil from the earth, so he will be the one to return it as well. And he was named as the angel of death from that moment onwards. Allahu Akbar. Now, this entire situation is that He Azza wa Jalla intends to create Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. How many types of soils were used? It is stated by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from a fistful of soil that was taken from the entire earth. Therefore, the offspring of Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into being in accordance to the earth. Amongst them are the red, the white, the black, those who are in between. Some people have also stated 60 colors were present in the soil of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah, all of them are found in his progeny to date. Subhanallah. Isn't this amazing, dear viewers, to learn? Why is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam called Adam? Hadith Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Friday after Asr, and He Azza wa Jalla created him from Adimul Ard, yani a fistful of soil from the apparent part of the earth, which is why he is called Adam, and all those who are from his progeny are called Admi. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, forgive us our sins. This is the reality, dear viewers of Madini Channel, Subhanallah, that we are created from the soil and we are going to return back into the soil. So everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created us. He has record of whatever we have saved. He has record of whatever we have sent forth. Subhanallah. And we are created from soil. We are going to return back into the soil one day, dear viewers. The earth requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, oh Allah, my soil has decreased on account of it being taken from me. A fistful of soil was taken to create the blessed structure of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The earth requests in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, my soil has decreased on account of it being taken away from me. Allah Azza wa Jalla had replied to the earth, do not worry. Whenever a person returns to you, he will be more beautiful and fragrant than before. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, this is the reason why perfume and itr is applied on the mayyat, on the deceased, before he is returned back into the earth. Subhanallah. So we are created from soil, and over and again we should remind ourselves, so what reason should a person have pride? For what reason should a person have takabbur and riyakari? What is the reason for a person to show off for all that he has in his life when you are created from soil? When your origin is soil, then why should we brag about whatever we have? Hum khaki to hai. We are dust, we are soil, and that's our origin. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states so beautifully.
Hum khaak hai aur khaak hi maawaage hamara khaaki to wo Adam jad aala hai hamara khaaki to wo Adam jad aala hai hamara جس خاک پہ رکھتے تھے قدم سید عالم.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, we are created from soil, but see what Allah Hadith says here.
جس خاک پہ رکھتے تھے قدم سید عالم اس خاک پہ قربان اس خاک پہ قربان دل شہدا ہے ہمارا اس خاک پہ قربا دل شہدا ہے ہمارا اللہ ہمیں خاک کرے اپنی طلب میں اللہ ہمیں خاک کرے اپنی طلب میں یہ خاک تو سرکار سے تمغہ ہے ہمارا یہ خاک تو سرکار سے تمغہ ہے ہمارا.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, we only discuss the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then we are created from soil. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the creator of everything that exists, zameen, asman, chand, suraj, darakh, pode, patte, pahar, ye jitne bhi cheeze hain, whatever exists in this world, He is the creator. Allahu Akbar. So the status of human in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, His good qualities and the imperfections of human beings, positive and negative aspects. Aap chahe taqat dekhe, weakness dekhe, the correct use of strength and the ways of overcoming weakness, all are mentioned in a very beautiful manner in the very same Quran-e-Pak, dear viewers of Madini channel. Now, these details are very, very interesting, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and together with interesting, they are very beneficial for our general knowledge and for the one who ponders over the teachings of the Holy Quran-e-Pak. Some aspects I would like to highlight, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. See, in this verse of the Holy Quran-e-Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made and has mentioned how He has made humans superior and more honorable than the rest of creation. Allahu Akbar. Ab dunya mein kya kya cheeze hain, kya kya bahar hain, hum jahan jaate hain, kya kya cheeze dekhte hain. Lekin, what Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about human beings as compared to the rest of the creation. He states, and indeed we have honored the descendants of Adam alayhi salam and transported them on land and sea. And gave them good things. What good things? Sustenance. And made them superior than many, yani the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, our iman should increase after listening to these verses that there is a creator that exists and he is Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever you possess in your life, all of this is through the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah is the giver. You are just the means of gaining what you have got in your life. So this verse which we have recited highlights very clearly that human beings has been blessed with intellect, knowledge, ability to speak, whether it is the bright Nurani faces, moderate heights, and different means of transportation that vary from animals to modern age aeroplanes, so on and so forth. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made, subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted human being dominating power. And therefore, He Azza wa Jalla has showed us how to explore the world today, how to travel the world, how to see. Agar hum jahaz ke zariye se ja rahe hain, is because Allah has allowed for that plane to fly. If a person travels by sea, it is because of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, in short, human beings has made remarkable achievements in the land and seas. It's because Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed for this to happen. Huh? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, along with spiritual excellence and virtues, Allah Azza wa Jalla has also made, Allah Azza wa Jalla has also blessed human beings with distinctive form and appearance. It's really amazing to see the diverse colors, heights, complexions, beauty. Subhanallah. He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We have indeed created man in the best form. In the best form. There is no reason for us to complain about anything in our lives, dear viewers. Because this means we have indeed created man in the best form, maintained a balance in his body parts, and enabled him to stand upright rather than being bent like animals. Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed for us to eat with our hands, unlike other animals who eat directly with their mouths. Ye jo fazilat hame di hai, ye sab sarkar ka wasila hai, sab sarkar ka sadaqa hai. It is through the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, subhanallah. Don't we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all of this that we have? Today, if we are bragging about our intellectual abilities, our beauty, our knowledge, our understanding, manners, ability of speaking, oration, so on and so forth, all of this is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has enabled us to have all of this. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has created every single thing in the world to serve mankind, to serve insan, to serve human beings. As he states in Surah Al-Baqarah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا.
It is he who created for you whatever is in the earth. It means Allah Azza wa Jalla created all the rivers, mountains, mines, agricultural fields, seas. Everything is being created for your religious and worldly benefits, dear viewers. The religious benefit is that human beings become more and more aware of the wisdom and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeing and witnessing the wonders around him. Look at the moon, your iman should increase. Look at the sun and how it's fixed from the time Allah Azza wa Jalla has appointed the sun to perform its duty. And since then, aaj tak kitne million saal guzar chuke hain, aaj tak suraj, chaand, ye sab apna kaam kar rahe hain. This is supposed to increase our iman and faith, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. All of this for our understanding, for us to see and witness, and for us to increase our iman by seeing the wonders of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the world. Once we discover the secrets in the ocean, the worldly benefit is that he may have thousands of food to eat, beverages to drink. Insan can use countless of things for his own benefit. How many million, billion products are out there? Where have all this come from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for us to benefit from that. Whether it is the wind, whether it is the sun, the light of the sun, the moon or the moonlight, subhanallah. All of this is for you to take benefit from. Allah azza wa jalla has created this for you to benefit from. And subhanallah has created his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And the reason of our existence is due to the blessings of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire universe is there for us to benefit from. And our existence depends upon the existence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madine ki. If it was not for the beloved Rasul, Allah azza wa jalla would have never created anything in this universe. This is our iman. This is what we understand. And this is the ultimate truth, dear viewers of Madine channel. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not intended to create our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the skies, the earth, moon, sun, stars, nothing in this world would have come into existence, including us as well. It's because he azza wa jalla had intended to create his beloved Rasul, his final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through his blessings, every other thing has come into existence. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala ali explains the very same thing in his blessed poetry when he says,
Zameen o zaman tumhare liye makin o maka tumhare liye zameen o zaman tumhare liye makin o maka tumhare liye chunino chuna tumhare liye bane do jahan tumhare liye.
Hi, hi, hi. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Even our body parts, Ala Hazrat says,
dahan mein zaba tumhare liye badal mein hai ja tumhare liye hum aaye yahan tumhare liye uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Whether it is us in this world, we have come here, it is for the beloved Rasul, and even on the day of judgment, everything is for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madini channel, if we look and we explore and we understand from the Holy Quran Pak, you know, look from the lens of your iman and recite the Holy Quran Pak in this andaz that you want to strengthen your iman and faith, you would learn that humans' benefits is not restricted only to the earth. According to the details of the Holy Quran Pak, are the great blessings of the universe like the sun, moon, wind, water, day, night, rivers, streams, seas, so on and so forth, all are benefiting humans. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided human beings with all those things which are necessary or beneficial for life. Now see how he Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha wa anzala minas samai ma'an fa akhraja bihi minas thamarat. فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار.
It is Allah Azza wa Jalla who created the heavens and the earth and sent down water from the sky, thereby producing some fruits for you to eat. Hi, hi, hi. And made the boat subservient to you, that they, yani the boats, may sail through the rivers by His command, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and made the rivers subservient to you, and made the sun and moon subservient to you, which are consistently moving, and made the night and the day subservient to you. Allahu Akbar. Whether it is the boat which is sailing on the rivers, in the water, on the sea, it is through the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whether it is the day and night, they are subservient to us, it is through the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whether it is the sun and moon, they are subservient to us, this as well is through the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Day and night that goes and comes, It is subservient to us. It is for the service of the human beings. This is through the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. In short, dear viewers of Madini channel, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed human beings with so many blessings which can never ever be counted. You can never put a number to this. And this as well is in the Holy Quran. If you count the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will never be able to count them. Which favors and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla can be denied, dear viewers? In this very world, we make use of our body parts. Aankhon se hum dekhte hain, zuban se hum taste karte hain, bolte hain, kaanon se sunte hain, peron se chalte hain, haathon se pakadte hain, dimaag se sochte hain. Whether it is the eyes, hands, legs, all these body parts, they make the tasks easier to live on this planet. Ye sab Allah ki marzi hai. It is His mansha, it is His wish that He has granted this to us, dear viewers of Madini channel. The great rank and status of human beings in this universe of Allah Azza wa Jalla is so transparent and clear from the verses of the Holy Quran Pak and the blessings which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted human beings. The one who has been bestowed with greatness should choose the path of greatness, dear viewers of Madini channel. And that path, that rasta, that way is being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, aap dekhe na, ungratefulness, disobedience, ignorance, oppression, pride, takabbur, riyakari, arrogance, bore aadat, bad habits, despicable character traits do not benefit human beings, dear viewers of Madini channel. These bad traits and habits that we have of stealing, cheating, lying, deceiving, hurting, accusing, slandering, they are not in the dictionary of a true believer. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created all of this in the dunya for us to benefit from. Aur hum gunahon mein dube hue hain. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the understanding of who we are in reality. We should not be bragging about the things that we benefit from. Allah created this for us to benefit from it. Allah did create that for us to make use of it. Benefit from it. And use it for as long as you are living in this world. But do not chase for it and become so crazy that you start killing and murdering for that. You start breaking and severing relations for that. Yani for the dunya. Waise bhi it's there to serve us. The money is there to help us to buy things, to have a livelihood in the dunya. It's not there for us to hoard and hoard and become greedy as if we are going to take that in the qabr, in the grave and go. All of these things are there for us to benefit from. Pani hai to pani se benefit le. Dhoop hai to dhoop se benefit le. Paisa hai to aap paiso se benefit le. Use it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla to benefit the deen. To increase the work of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani the deen of Allah, to spread the deen, to propagate the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophethood of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use your wealth to help and aid people. Because human nature, from the lens of the Holy Quran Pak, teaches us that we are created only for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hum kis wajah se aaye hain? اسی قرآن پاک میں بھی ہے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وما خلقت الجن والانس الا ليعبدون. So Allah عز و جل has created human beings and jinns only for His worship. But along with this, dear viewers of Madini channel, we have commitments in this world. We have things that we have to do in this world to survive, due to which we, subhanallah, are able to carry out actions, but people then become greedy and start chasing the dunya. However, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will explore more from the Holy Quran Pak. We will recite more ayat from the Holy Quran Pak. But before we go any further there, dear viewers, let's listen to the very famous qasida. Subhanallah, beautiful dua. Subhanallah, such beautiful du'as in this beautiful qasida. Aap bhi isme shamil ho. Or after this kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will return and we shall continue with our discussion, discussing human nature from the lens of the Holy Quran Pak. Stay locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
grace and peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain wa faqalain wal fariqain min urubin wa min ajami. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for, in every horror and yes, in every calamity.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما خير خلق كلهم.
فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانه في علم ولا كرم. He leads the prophets in both appearance and character, the door or in generosity.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Fa inna min judika dunya wa darrata is but a gift from thee, from your knowledge is the tablet and the pen of decree.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. For the chosen one, my Lord, let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone, O vast in generosity.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful and wonderful qasida we were listening to, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And this was our Rizwan Attari Sallamahul Bari from the UK in his beautiful andaz and with his melodious voice, subhanallah, he had recited the qasida. Allah Kareem qubool farmaye and grant us all the ability and tawfiq to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for our problems to come to an end and for us to benefit from these things which Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided for us in this dunya, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Yes, once again, I want to remind you that all these blessings are for us to take benefit from. As I stated and mentioned, subhanallah, and recited ayat from the Holy Quran Pak, they are there for us to benefit from, whether it is, subhanallah, the stars, the moon, the sun, the sky, whether it is the wealth that we have, whether it is the expensive clothing that we wear and we dress ourselves with. It is not for us to brag about. It is not for us to have ostentation by using expensive clothing, but rather to express the mercy of Allah, to show the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla likes when his bandas express gratitude. Subhanallah. Therefore, it is a promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla. La in shakartum, la azidannakum. Subhanallah. La in shakartum, la azidannakum. So if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanallah will increase our sustenance, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla will increase our bounties for us, which He had bestowed upon us. But unfortunately, we make nashukri. We show ingratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We don't make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are found complaining, envying other Muslims, finding jealousy in the heart. Why he has, why I don't have. Why that person could travel, why I can't travel. Why that person has got married, I did not get married. Why that person has children, I don't have children. Why Allah has given this blessing to that person, why I am deprived of this blessing. Stop complaining, dear viewers of Madini channel. What's more ghalib and overpowering is actually the negative aspects of this universe. Those aspects which are created for temporary benefit, we want to take maximum benefit from them. Something which is to last us until we are living, we want that to last us even after we are gone from this world. So, dear viewers of Madini channel, there are more days of sadness than happiness. Aksar hum dekhe to log rote hain. Aksar hum dekhe to log sad hote hain. Bahut kam log khush hote hain dunya mein. With the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when the soil was collected from the earth, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave the command. He gave the command for the soil to be put and placed where the holy Kaaba is today. And the angels were then commanded to make a clay from it using different types of water. It is stated in the narrations, dear viewers, then for 40 days, rain showered down upon it. 39 days of sadness and one of happiness. This is why there is less happiness in a person's life as compared to sadness. Allahu Akbar. There is less happiness in our lives. From the soil that was left over, from that which was used to prepare the blessed form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated a date palm tree was created. Just as the fourth Khalifa, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, states that our Aqa and Master Arwahuna Fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has said, honor the date, yani khajur, for it was created from the leftover soil of your father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, dear viewers, in another narration, it's mentioned that dates, grapes, and pomegranates were created from the leftover soil of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam said, when Allah azza wa jalla created the form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam in Jannah, he azza wa jalla left him in that state for as long as he Azza wa Jalla had willed. Iblis began to walk around Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, trying to work out, what is this? Allahu Akbar. And when he saw his empty stomach, he understood that this is such a creation that will be unable to control itself. Meaning, at the time of being overcome with the desire and hunger, this creation will be unable to control its nafs and will find it difficult to dispel satanic whispers. As they say, a hungry man is an angry man. Imam Hakim Tirmizi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, when Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the earth, shaitan incited the wild animals against him. And as a result of this, a dog was the first animal to attack Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. During this time, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended and said, place your blessed hands upon it. Thus, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam done this, which caused the dog to become calm and tame, and it began to protect Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So love for humans has been placed in the nature of dogs, and this has been placed until the day of judgment. It will remain in animals, dear viewers of Madini channel. So the first animal that became friendly was the dog, and this has happened because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he mentioned to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to place his hands upon the over the head of the dog, after which it became friendly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So from the leftover sand, the dogs were not created. However, the dogs did become friendly due to this action and incident, dear viewers. However, coming back to our subject in discussion, see how amazing it is to learn and receiving facts about the first creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But he had shown gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Ta'ala had taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam everything in this world. Your views of Madini channel, subhanallah. We are the descendants of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We are the progeny and the children of the first creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How we have deferred, how we have drifted away from the righteous path. Hum Musalman kehlate hain, magar hamara amal, our actions does not match like those who are the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our actions are contrary to what we know and how we're supposed to be behaving. Greed, hasad, jealousy, malice, grudge, these are those evil traits which have entered into our hearts, due to which we have forgotten that Allah created everything else in this world to be subservient to us, to serve us. Wo to banaye gaye hain hamare service ke liye, taki hum usse fayda uthaye. Bajaye ye ki hum un cheezon se fayda uthaye, we have become so greedy that we want to own all of this. Dear viewers of Madini channel, let's become people who make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's stop making nashukri. Let's become people who show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are many people out there who thank Allah Azza wa Jalla day in, day out for the eyes, for the ears, nose, body parts. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla daily, somebody would say, but I thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for having given me this ability of seeing, of hearing, of speaking. But the ulamas have stated, this is not sufficient. This is not enough that you just raise your hands and you say, thanks Allah for these eyes. Ya Allah, I make your shukr for these, for this nose that I could breathe from, for the tongue that I could speak and taste from. This is not sufficient. Rather, if you want to give gratitude and show shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for these body limbs and body parts, then do not use these eyes to commit fornication. Do not use this tongue to commit ghibah. Do not use these hands and legs to commit haram actions. By not doing so, by protecting your body organs from haram actions, is to show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla for these body parts, dear viewers. Alag se hum shukr bhi kar rahe hote hain, magar hum in aankhon ke zariye se gunah bhi kar rahe hote hain. Hum shukr bhi kar rahe hote hain, magar isi zaban se hum logon ko galiyan bhi dete hain. We swear and we slander and we backbite. Then this is contrary to our action. The real gratitude is when you do not abuse these body organs. Do not commit zulm. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you this to do the rightful action, so you're supposed to make a dhikr. Keep your tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla rather than using it to hurt people, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Let's reflect and go back to the very first verse that we had recited. Fear Allah who had created you from one soul. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. See how powerful Allah Azza wa Jalla is. Today we are in millions and billions of human beings on this planet. And all of this stems from one personality, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will raise us back on the day of Qiyamah. Yes, there you would live. There you would die. And from there once again we shall be resurrected. It is the soil, it is this earth, dear viewers. So there's nothing to brag about. But yes, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should give gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We should stop sinning, dear viewers, because in the nature of human beings, you are the best of creation. You are the best of creation. You are created in the best form. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ He Azza wa Jalla has created you in the best of form. So why should we be unhappy about the way we are created? In whichever form you are created, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you in the best form. أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَةِ You are the best of all creations of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then why should we complain about running short of this or running short of that, dear viewers? Day and night we are sinning and we are having this pillow of heedlessness. We are using the pillow of heedlessness. Allahu Akbar. Allah hame muaf kare. Allah Azza wa Jalla hum tamam ki gunahon ko muaf kare. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla answer and fulfill all our lawful wishes, dear viewers. Keep serving your parents. Keep serving your asatiza. Keep seeking forgiveness from people. Keep making istighfar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Kill the pride. Adopt humility. Adopt inkisari and ajzi. Become humbled and follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Having said these few words, dear viewers, we have come right to the end of the program. And yes, now we leave you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.